champion chooses when to play to lose. Midnight Russell with the new bear shoes. Two-bit hustler ain't nothing to do tonight. Fly ride. Got one off the rails on a gravy train. Sell your soul for a fortune in vain. Midnight Russell with a bad attitude. It's far side struggle, never been so used. Rock, rock, shaking hot, take it to the top. Take your best shot, now you're dead in the clock. Got the same drugs and rock and roll, but you can't come close cause you're on parole. Ring out the pain tonight. Drive you insane tonight. Blow out your brains while riding. Raiders on a gravy train. Can't sell your soul for fortune and fame. Midnight Russell with a bad attitude. Wild side struggle, never felt so used. Rock, rock, chicken hop, take it to the top. Take your best shot, now you're dead on the clock. Got the sex, drugs, and rock and roll, but you can't come close cause you're on parole. Ring out the pain tonight. Drive you insane tonight. Blow out your brains, don't riot. Come on the mountain tonight. Damn for the camp tonight. Faith the temperance. Blah, blah, blah.
CITR 101.9 FM is your home for live UBC sports.
Second down and 18 for the Clan of Throne 37. We got our streaker!
Here's the streaker!
Davies dropped back! He's got a throw!
Threw it to the streaker!
And the streaker, I think, got Simon Fraser a first down! And we got security getting after him! He's into the, Sam, you call it.
He's into the end zone, and he's breakdancing in the end zone bare naked. He's being chased by security, and he's going for the
head.
Security fell down.
Go.
Security is coming.
He's going for
the
head.
Get up the fence.
Oh, he's going.
You got to love college football.
Did I mention it is also unedited and commercial-free?
He's going to put his team shorthanded.
That's more smart as your mom was when she decided not to take birth control.
Well, there you have it.
All the information about our sports department can be found on our website, citr.ca.
You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. I'll be your host until about 2 o'clock or so today. Oh, man, the headphones aren't working here. That's just rad. It's a good way to start the show. I hope you all had an awesome week. It's felt like an eternity since I did my show last, just because I guess I was super busy. But amongst all the, hectic scheduling and such, I got to see From the Jam last week at Richards, and apparently that show sold out like maybe a couple days before the show, week before the show, something like that. But it was really rad, and I hope you guys got to check it out as well, or any other of the awesome shows that happened this past week or so. How about you call me and tell me about them if you went to go see any cool shows. Give me a call here in the studio. Our number is 604-822-2487. Or you can even place a request if you'd like to do so, because I do try to honor those. What else is going on? I don't know. The new issue of Discorder is out. February issue of Discorders hit the streets. Discorder is CITR's very own monthly publication. It's free. It's free. And usually when stuff is free, it's either crap or it's really good. In this case, Discorder is really good. Just saying. Whew. Okay. I started off the show today with some Spread Eagle off of their latest full-length album. Well, is it full-length? Looks long enough for a full length. Magnus Bestia. That song was called Man Love It to Death. Yeah. Sounds like a good solution, guys. If you wanted to check out my playlist online, I do post every single song they play, or at least I try to every week, on the World Wide Web at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And I didn't do so last week because I put up the podcast for last week's show, and then last week I filled in for Duncan, so I got to do a 2-hour show. So I put up the podcast, and then I was going to go and type up my playlist online for you guys, but I just didn't get to it. But maybe I'll do that this week and then add this week's as well. So, yes. With that, let's go to some more local talent. Bison are playing a couple shows coming up soon. One of note is March 8th, I believe. They're opening for the Cancer Bats, who are coming back to Vancouver. And that show is going down at the Ukrainian Hall. So it's going to be an all-ages show. About March 8th or so. And then probably I will play some brand new Cancer Bats for you guys. And then, I don't know, we'll see how it goes from there. So this is Bison on CITR 101.9 FM.
Give it to me. February 20th, tune in all night long for the Homelessness Marathon on CITR.
Why do a nationwide homelessness marathon?
Because homeless people should have access to the media where they can freely speak out. Because it is the homeless who are best able to educate people on the issue of homelessness.
This 14-hour broadcast will begin at sunset on Wednesday, February 20th, and continue through sunrise the next day in front of the Native Friendship Center of Montreal.
This year, more than 30 stations are carrying the Homelessness Marathon. For more info, visit www.citr.ca.
To participate, dial 1-866-763-4136. Call toll-free.
Did you say you don't want people giving you too much?
No, well, you know what? See, like, when you panhandle, people like you to come off with some clever kind of saying. And it's really unique, because every individual's got what's going to make them laugh, and you may not even understand why they're laughing.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Homelessness Marathon, February 20th. Stay tuned for that. Before that PSA, I played The Sword off of their album Age of Winters. That song's called Winter's Wolves. Quite the epic music video for that song, I must say. If you haven't seen it and you're interested, it's something that you can easily look up on like YouTube or something. Just type in Sword, Winter's Wolves. There are wolves in the video. Just needs to say that. The Sword are coming out with a new album April 1st. It's called Gods of the Earth, I believe. Yes. And there's some pretty rad cover art for that album as well. So maybe if you're interested, that's something to look up as well. Before The Sword, I played a local band, Bison, off of their Earthbound EP. That song is called Cancer Rat. I think that's all I got through. Thought I played more than that. I guess they were just really long songs. Bison playing a show. They're playing with the Cancer Bats March 8th. And another show that I'm pretty stoked on. Am I still allowed to say that? Is it cool if I still use the word stoked? Or is that too douchebaggy of me? I don't even know anymore. I don't know. I don't really care anymore. Anyways, another show that I'm really excited about. In a couple weeks, The Hives are coming to Vancouver. The Hives are playing. I don't know if the show is sold out yet, but if it isn't, go buy your ticket. If it is, you lose. They're playing with the Donnas and the Hits at the Commodore Ballroom. And so how about I play all three of those bands for you in anticipation for what is going to be maybe the best show of the year? I don't know, it's kind of early on in the game to tell, but it'll definitely be one of the competitors for best show of the year. How about we start off with some Hits, get into some Donnas, and then play the Hives. How about that? This is the Hits on CITR.
Wipe me up, baby! For me, and that's the way it's gonna set. Because the way I make her feel at the end of the night,
I don't know what it is about you, but you always leave me shaking. It's a different result. That's right. Do I go?
You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Victoria's here now. Great. Great. No, I'm not turning your mic on. It's okay. You can just keep steadying or whatever the hell you do when you hang out with me. I don't mind. Not that I mind. Please don't leave. I just played AFI. That song is called Lower It. I don't remember what album it's off of. I'm just playing it off of my iPod, and I haven't listed the album, so it's off of one of their old albums, because it definitely does not sound like their new stuff. Not that it's a good or bad thing. Not saying that. Not saying that. Before AFI, I played... Wow, why don't I remember? Wednesday Night Heroes. Wednesday Night Heroes off of their album Guilty Pleasures. That song was called Move to Press, maybe? I think I played that one. Wow, I'm so organized today. It's great. Before that, I played the Cancer Bats. That's some brand new Cancer Bats for you off of a 7-inch that I bought at their show when they played at the Plaza with Gallows a couple weeks ago or a week ago. I don't remember what it was. It's a split they did with This Is Hell. That song is called Let It Pour. Probably, maybe, it might be on their brand new album, which is coming out middle of April. Maybe something to make a note of. Before that, I played The Hives off of their newest album, the Black and White album. That song was called Try It Again. Before that, I played The Donnas, who are opening for The Hives, off of their album Bitchin'. That song was called Wasted. It's okay. Thought it was okay. Never been a huge fan of The Donnas, but I thought that was okay. And opening for both The Donnas and The Hives, we have local darlings, The Hits. So I played The Hits off of their album Hello Everybody, We Are The Hits. That song's called Wind Me Up. Show is happening February 22nd. The Hives, Donnas, and The Hits at the Commodore Ballroom. What's up, Vic? Vic and I went to go see There Will Be Blood last week. It was pretty sick. It was so intense. Yeah. You really what?
I really enjoyed the movie. It was... Some people... I mean, I got mixed reviews from my friends. People saying, oh, it's so boring. Mm-hmm. It's nothing. I mean, but I think...
I don't know. I
disagree completely.
It felt like I was going to have a stroke or something.
Yeah, it's about this intense man.
Yeah.
And it's just all, like, not character development more... Well, it's a lot of character development, but, like, just the unfolding of the wrath of his intensity. And
fury.
The fury that he hates, how he hates humankind.
I hate humans.
Yeah.
I hate humans. I have no faith in the human race.
Like, that was such a good movie. And the soundtrack for it? I mean...
Yeah, the dude from Radiohead did the soundtrack?
Yeah, Johnny. That Johnny dude. Something. Yeah,
whatever. I just looked at it. I don't remember his name anymore.
I just remember Johnny because I have lots of cousins named Johnny.
Okay.
I know. But yeah, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was great. It was just intense.
Did you ever see No Country for Old Men?
I need to see that.
You need to see that.
Yeah.
Maybe we should go see it.
Maybe we should.
Maybe. I've already seen it, but I need to see it again.
Because it's showing also at the theater that you saw it at.
Fifth Avenue, right? Yeah. Could have a repeat date.
Exactly.
Not that I went out on a date with Victoria. Everyone thinks we're lesbians, but we're not. We just hang out.
Do girls not hang out anymore?
I know. Is that not allowed? I don't know anymore.
Because we kind of both have like short-ish hair.
I don't really, though. You know? Not really.
No, not really.
I don't.
Me neither. Well, it's kind of, but it's growing.
Yeah.
The front more so than the back.
Just throwing that out there. It's great. It's good times here at the radio station. Yeah. All the time.
That's what happens.
Anyways, I'm going to get to some music. We're going to play a couple songs, and then I'm going to tell you about some show listings. I could do it now, but I don't feel like it. So how about some new Anti-Flag on CITR?
Go! The future's on for the day we're born. A generation never the disenfranchised.
It's a threat to humanity, you have no future.
Keeping you sick, we got you to rest it. We will break, we will break, we will break free, yeah. Everything that I say, there's no future for me. Everything that I read, there's no future for me.
You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. That was The Evaporators off of their latest album, Gassy Jack and Other Tales. That song is called Sasquatch and Me Ate Berries for Free. Before The Evaporators, I played, I don't remember anymore, Anti-Flag off of their album, A Benefit for Victims of Violent Crime. That song is called No Future. And before that, I was rambling on about something for a while. How about some show listings, concert listings, concerts that you may be interested in, dear friend? Let's see. I haven't really updated my list from last week. So basically, this is I'm just going to talk about the same shows I talked about last week, unless they've already happened. Like I already told you, the Hives, the Donnas, and the Hits are playing the Commodore Ballroom in about 2 weeks or so. On February 22nd, I'm pretty sure in my mind there has to be some like some kind of Valentine's Day show going on next Thursday, but I don't really know. Maybe, maybe not. Vic, are you one of those people that get bitter around Valentine's Day?
No, I'm not. I'm bitter right now, but not because it's yeah. Valentine's Day. I don't really give a crap if it's Valentine's Day or not.
Yeah. don't either. Oh, no. Well.
I'm working on Valentine's Day, though, anyway, so whatever.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure all my other coworkers have boyfriends and stuff, so.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to be here on Valentine's Day. It's next Thursday, right?
Yeah, so you'll be here.
Yeah. I'll do some kind of Valentine's Day show or something.
Yeah, do it about, like, love, you know? Songs about love.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Maybe I'll just do a show all about death.
Yeah.
No, but then I'd seem like one of those people that are really bitter about Valentine's Day when I'm really not.
I don't really care. I mean, if you're, like, I mean, great.
Yeah. Whatever. Great. It is a real day, though. People are like, it's just a fake day. I'm like,
No.
What they made up was, like, the whole spending money thing on Valentine's Day. But it's really a day. We're celebrating the feast of St. Valentine's. And I could go all Bible on you right now, but I'm not.
No, it's actually a day.
Yeah, it's actually a day, guys. All right? Hallmark didn't just make it up. All right. That's all I'm saying about that. What else is going on? The Meteors are playing a show at Pat's Pub February 10th. Is that 10 or 16? I think that's 10. I'm going to say 10. The next night, local band Clear the Barn are playing at the Cobalt February 11th. Pinback and MC Chris, who's hilarious, are playing at Richards on Richards February 15th. All That Remains is playing with Chimera and a couple other bands that are similar to them, are playing at the Croatian Cultural Center February 19th. That's an all-ages show. What else is going on? The Transmitters are playing with the Jolts at Pub 340 next week. That's next Friday, February 15th. I didn't put this in chronological order, so I'm just kind of just in rough.
She also typed it all up, and it's definitely on a piece of paper.
It's definitely not written in red Sharpie on a piece of newspaper that I've been carrying around with me since last week.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Royale is the essence of organization today, folks.
Yes, I am.
She reeks
all
of it.
I don't know if reeks is the right word, but whatever. I'll take it. So take whatever you can throw at me.
I definitely think reeks is the right word.
You know what reeks? Terrorist threats.
Yeah, to UBC.
Yeah. I was
sent
so
by,
out
like,
of the loop.
12-year-old boys.
Actually, my sister knew one of the guys I was in, like, he was in class. She had a friend that was in class, and then it was in the classroom that the guy, like, pulled a gun out.
Wait, so what happened?
What?
What happened?
Well, the first time was, like, there was a class going on in the biochemistry building, and the dude, like, whipped out a gun.
Actually?
Like, my sister knows someone that was there.
Or were they just lying?
I don't think they'd be
really
lying about that.
How come the press doesn't know this yet?
I think the... Oh,
there
weird.
Is,
I don't know.
The press does not know anything.
Well, because they're not releasing any information because... I think what they said was this could just be, like, a stunt for public notoriety. And if it is, and if the press talked about it, we'd be giving them exactly what they wanted.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm not that, updated on the situation.
But according to your sister,
yeah,
what happened? Like, the dude pulled out a gun or something?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
People are messed. And then there was another one. There was a threat the threat was supposed to be the threat said something that made people think, something major would happen on Wednesday, which was yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a student at UBC anymore. Okay. I really don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. That's just great. Well, I hope things are safe. I hope you'll be okay.
Are you mad?
What?
You're angry.
No.
You're pissed.
What? I can be if you want me to.
No.
No.
I don't want you to be.
No. Okay. All right. Enough about that. More about shows that are coming up. New York Dolls are playing at the Plaza Club March 1st. What else is going on? The Ravenettes are coming to Vancouver again. I don't know when their new album is coming out because I'm not that organized, contrary to what Victoria says. But they have a new album coming out soon, and around the time that it comes out, they're also coming to Vancouver. They're playing with Be Your Own Pet at the Plaza Club March 8th. Then the next night, you can check out Agent Orange and Loose Tooth and the China Creeps. They're playing a show at the Balmoral March 9th. That was the exact same venue and the exact same bill as the last time that Agent Orange came here to play, which wasn't that long ago. It was less than a year ago. It was like a couple months ago. But whatever, maybe it was like I went to that show and it was fun, and maybe all those bands had fun, so they all just want to play again at the exact same place. Los Furios are playing at the Railway Club March 21st. The Transmitters are playing another show with the Spinoffs and Dateless, Pub 340, March 8th. And I saw Dateless a long, long time ago at the Marine Club, which doesn't exist anymore. It was that long ago. What else is going on? The Black Keys are coming to Vancouver. They're playing at the Commodore Ballroom March. No, April 6th. April 6th, people. April 6th. Turbo Negro is coming back to Vancouver. And so if you missed them last time, definitely do not miss them this time, which is what I need to keep telling myself. They're playing Commodore Ballroom April 22nd. Like I told you a while ago, the Cancer Bats are also coming back to Vancouver. They're playing with Bison and, I believe, Jaws at the Ukrainian Hall. So it's an all-ages show, March 8th. And how about one more listing? The Gigantour is coming to Vancouver. That's a tour featuring Megadeth, High on Fire, Job for a Cowboy, Children of Bodom, and one other band name, In Flames, at the Peony Pacific Coliseum, May 16th.
Cool.
Yeah, that's about it. That's more than enough. Thanks, shows. Man. Those are more than enough shows that to keep you satisfied. Look, I see all these people, all my friends, Robin, Colin, Joe. Hey, guys. How is everybody?
BFF.
BFF.
Forever.
BFF. Don thought that BFF meant big fat friend.
Actually?
Yeah.
What?
Remember Don thought BFF meant big fat friend?
Yeah, Don's a classy guy.
Yeah.
Big fat friend.
BFF means best friends forever, not
and
big fat
friend.
You know,
PH-AT meant pretty hot and tempting. You're fat. And not F-A-T.
Not,
P-H-A-T.
Not like your mom fat.
Yeah, you're pretty hot and tempting, man. Yeah. Living at grade 5.
Okay, we're going to stop this now. And I don't even... I have music. I do have music.
Yeah, 5 minutes left, sister.
Cuda. Oh, God. Okay, I'm going to play the Isotopes. They're another local band. Yeah. And then maybe after that, I'll sign off or something. But we have Robin and Colin coming up next. They're the Ink Studs. Stay tuned for that. And then Brendan's coming in at 3 to do Crimes and Treasons. That's it. That's all I have, guys.
Sweet. Comes in at 5.
Isotopes. I don't know. Shut up, Victoria. I have no more time.